Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program. I haven't been doing the date, September 9th, 2009. So let me put the camera on me. Go run, tell somebody I'm about to spit some more fire. Yeah, that's Noel, young sister that works for Congressman Donald Payne. Now, Glenn made a hell of a point that deserves off the top commentary. Now, to me, there are three factors that contribute to the attitude of oppressed people, but particularly black people in America, towards business. We have a split personality. We admire highly successful people who have a lot of money. Yet three things have contributed to us seeing business and economics as against or antithetical to progress, progressive politics, or in the movement. One factor is what Glenn mentioned. Business was seen as the establishment in terms of white dominance. That's one factor. So being successful in business equated to selling out or becoming other than yourself. The other factor was religion. Glenn brought up at the end. Jesus is broke. The disciples are broke. Everybody in religious community thrives off of charity. Everybody's broke. And misinterpretation of certain scriptures regarding the poor and their closeness to God influenced us to think that being pure means not having money. Religion, we can thank religion for that one. Next is the fact that we ourselves were commerce through slavery. And trade and commerce and business meant the trafficking of people. It meant dominance. It meant exploitation in Africa and in the Middle Passage. Those are the three factors that cause many of us to have a subconscious hate for business and to view people who are entrepreneurially minded first as not being politically progressive. But to me, nothing can be further from the truth. And I don't even think you can be politically progressive if you have no room in your worldview for entrepreneurship, economics, and business. It just don't, and finance. It just don't work. I'll debate that with anyone. Civil rights and human rights, you can't even talk that if you're leaving trade and commerce out. Good comments. Speaking of which, let me talk about the five factors why I believe you should do business rather than accept favors from people. And this subject comes from a lot of different areas. There are five dangers with favors. Listen up close, those of you who are trying to start businesses or waiting on somebody to do something that they said that they would do but have not delivered on. The danger of a favor. First reason why you should avoid favors if you have an opportunity to do business with someone and you have the means. No clarity. If I do a favor for you, I can be vague. Favors come with low or no specs because it's a favor. So I can't ask you to clarify. I can't figure after you. I can't ask you for details. I don't want to make you work. It's a favor. That's the danger number one. Danger number two, with favors, there's no accountability to produce a result. Now, I have literally almost tried to throw money at people. Some people will not take money or enter into a contractual relationship with you because they don't want to be accountable to produce a result. So they'll hide behind doing something as a favor, which allows them to drag it out, which causes you to have to remind them and follow up with them. Some people thrive in what I call a gray area. They don't want to be accountable. So doing everything as a favor allows them to operate in this gray area. No accountability to produce a result. Third reason why you should avoid favors if you have an opportunity to do business and you have the means. Number three, no due date. You can't rush somebody who's doing a favor for you. You can't put them on a deadline or a timeline. You can't nag or bug them. You can't remind them. You can't say, I need it by a certain time, a time certain. No. The danger of favors, the third danger, is that there is no due date associated with whatever it is that they're doing on your behalf. Fourth reason, a lot of people may not have thought of this one, why you should avoid favors if you have the means and ability to do business with someone. Favors allow you to hide envy and jealousy. So you may want something to be done on a very thorough scale, and someone who can do that for you says that they'll help you with that. Well, they'll give you the low quality version, or the dragged out version, or the downsized version, because of envy and jealousy. So favors allow a person to slow you down in the name of help. Damn, that's a hot, hold on, let me standing ovate myself. By the way, Jay-Z used my phrase standing ovate on that song, A Star Is Born. Favors allow a person to hide envy and jealousy, because they give you the watered down version of what you're really looking for in the name of what you're looking for. And then the fifth and final reason why you should avoid favors if you have the means to do business. Favors set up an expectation of reciprocity and a future obligation of unequal worth. Let me drop that one more time. The fifth danger of accepting a favor instead of doing business with someone, particularly someone that you're cool with, it sets up an expectation that you're going to have to return the favor. That's reciprocity. And it gives a future obligation of unequal worth. It allows a person to do less than what they're going to ask you for in the future. It allows a person to ask for more in the future than what they're giving you in the present. From the top, no clarity. Reason number one, to avoid favors. Number two, no accountability to produce a result. Number three, no due date. The fourth reason to avoid favors, or the dangers of favors, they allow a person to hide envy and jealousy toward you and water down, slow down your progress in the name of progress. You know, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that there was something known as a business hypocrite. Business hypocrite, that's the phrase he used. I think a business hypocrite is someone who says they're going to help you and then doesn't, or gives you a watered down version. Doing business with the enemy. The fifth reason to avoid favors, they set up expectations of reciprocity and for a future obligation of unequal worth, meaning that the person down the line can come to you for more than what they are providing you in the present. Okay, I just want to drop, let knowledge be born on that. Send in your comments if you agree, disagree, if you've been the victim of a favor. Nothing wrong with being in the favor of God or finding the favor of a person. But man, if you can do business, do it, because that contract is a beautiful thing. That clarity that comes from a memorandum of understanding is a beautiful thing. It's your friend. It protects you. Don't allow a person to stay in a gray area with you unless the trust level is real high. Too much informal activity taking place in the name of business. I'm running from it. I'm doing the best I can to not be in it myself and to avoid others who want to come to me having something that I want and I'm willing to pay for. People want to do it as a favor. There's a few other reasons. If you have any more, let me know. Those are the five dangers of doing favors instead of business. We're going to talk a lot more about this when my book, The Entrepreneurial Secret, comes out, God willing, September 22nd. We'll be right back. September 9th, 2009, Cedric Muhammad Black Coffee Program. Let's get into this Jay-Z album, Empire State of Mind, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Let me know what you think.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn, now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pull me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C. Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my ties. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from.
One thing I had to say about this album is I like the music. I think Jay-Z got a little more exploratory, experimental with the sound.
But I ain't a crypto, but I got a gang of walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling Africa been by the home of the hip-hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners, it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city, it's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Three dice, Zeno, three card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C. Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
Yeah, it's that Blueprint 3.
This is Real As It Gets, Jay-Z featuring Jeezy, Young Jeezy and Jay-Z.
You ready, homie? Dance up, allow me to reintroduce myself. At the same time, reintroduce my wealth. At the same time, rejuvenate the game. For my old dogs, that's used to cane. Now with my feet dog said I respect the game. GG's white swords, the crimson. And I know y'all about to say this off the chain. Tell them fake trappin' ass, stay out my lane. See, I ain't scared or chill, I can't complain. And when these fake gone, I see I remain. And if you just tune in here, let me explain. You know I keep that 47, who day who's saying? This way too far, I played the game. And if you listen hard enough, I say some things. And when that sack got low, I say them things. And put them right back together, I made them things. I put your sets in the air, you represent your clique. Money in the air, you ever hit a lick, man. Hands in the air, you know the check. Say you're looking for the real.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C. Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
I got a million ways to get it.
Choose one. So on to the next one, Jay-Z featuring Swiss Beats.
Double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next one. On to the next. I'm on to the next. On to the next. I'm on to the next. On to the next. I'm on to the next. On to the next. I'm on to the next. On to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hold on that new. Like how come? Do my old. Buy my old album. Stuck on stupid, I gotta keep it moving. Make the same, me I make the blueprint. Came in the range, hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that neck. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now it's wrist, match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a groaner. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my. I move on with the only direction.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C. Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.
This is Off That, Jay-Z featuring Drake. One thing I don't like about this album, too many collaborations for Jay-Z. Just too many. You all agree?
cause you on time delay. So even if I slow it down, my sound is fast forward. Hold up, I'm just a runway show, but I wear this on my plane, these my runway clothes. Cash me sweats, they come out next year, but these my last year sweats. And my hoes so sick, your new chick hit with my old. And you know this, I'm professional, they know this, this. I just may let you borrow this, this the blueprint, follow this. This what tomorrow is. Welcome to tomorrow, bitch.
Whatever you about to discover, we all bet. You about to tell her you love her, we all bet. Always wanna fight in the club, we all bet. But you can't bring your future back. Y'all are steady chasing the fame, and we all bet. Oversized clothes for change, we all bet. Still making it rain, and we all bet. But you can't bring your future back.
Tell them haters get off me. Chris, we all bet. Tim's, we all bet. Rims, we all bet.
Yeah, we all bet. Is you still on that? And we still making money, cause we still on that. Say black versus white money, we all bet. Please tell Bill O'Reilly to fall back. Tell Rush Limbaugh to get off my book. The 2010, I 1854.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
This is a clever joint. Venus and Mars. Venus vs. Mars. Jay-Z Blueprint 3.
Blackberry bowls, shawty is a side chick. Used to have a man, I used to have a side chick. Shawty got wind, I had to blow the chick off. We got rid of him, they both took his car. Shawty played the piano, me, I played with white keys. Shawty from the south, oh, I think she like me. Shawty like Pac, me, Big Papa. Screaming, hit him up, I'm screaming, who shot you? I'm on that red wine, shawty like white. Same different toilet, we both get nice. Me, I'm from the Apple, which means I'm Mac. She's a PC, she lives in my lap. Shawty get it in.
Daddy go hard.
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 Shawty get it in.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Another collaboration. Jay-Z has like 8 collabs on this album. I'm shocked. Already home, Jay-Z. Blueprint 3. Yeah, I got to talk on this. This is getting to be an opportunity for me to expose one of the downfalls of this album. Too many collaborations. Fat Joe does that a lot. He gets away with it. He's been doing it forever. Album full of collabs. Jadakiss does it and he doesn't have to. Too many collabs. MJ from Houston, Texas agrees. Say, I definitely agree that it's too many collabs. I mean, this is Jay-Z, right? He wouldn't even let Rockefeller artists on his albums before. Not everyone can make a positive contribution to a Jay-Z song. If they can't flow like him or stay on topic like him, they're just ruining the song. Yeah, what happened to True Life and Aztec?
Told them about fish scale, they want me to fish for them. They want me to catch clean, they cook up the fish for them.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Yeah, you guessed it. Another collabo, Jay-Z and Kanye West. Called Hate.
How much they hate it. Very. Kiss girls like Katy Perry. I am never strong, but I spring her Jerry. Don't try this at home, results may vary. King like T.I. but in the shop, Larry.
Hoover, Hofa, Bofa, American gangsters, you choose who's Colton.
get nasty in the booth, but I'm closer. I can't even stomach myself. Oh, sir, more realer cause I'm closer. Had girlies and girdles weighing more than they supposed to. Poser? No, sir. My hustle? So rustle. I stretch work, yoga. You know I got it down, dog. Al Roker, I used to knock pounds off. It ain't nothing for me
Shedrick
to knock
Muhammad
pounds off.
Transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Shedrick Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
With Alzheimer's, line up please. All mimes with mind freeze, please line up please. All bloggers with comments, please. I come in peace, let's see if we can cure your amnesia by the time I leave. All mommies I hard before vouch for me. Tell them about the time on your mama's couch, mommy. All hustlers whoever bought an eight from me. Take this time out and set the record straight for me. Remember me, silver bullet, hard top. Mentally they think I'm out of shape, so I have the job they remember me. Think with indelible ink, I let the pen go. Versus permanently tattooed, serve as mementos. I'm so mental, my track record speaks for itself. I'm so instrumental, allow me to rekindle. Let's all reminisce like Mary did. I think I have to send you a reminder. Here it is.
Shedrick Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice. Only on the Shedrick Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Yeah.
I had to say, I actually missed Pharrell after hearing all those other songs. Pharrell and Jay-Z, So Ambitious. Yes, another collaboration. But I like this.
Hey, this is a special dedication. Thank y'all. I want to thank you for the fuel. No, really, thank you. So inspired by what my teacher said. Said I either be there to be a reaper head. Not sure if that's how adults speak to kids. Especially when the only thing I did was speak in class. I teach us even better's what my uncle did. I pop my demo tape in, start to beat my head. Peek out my eye, see if he was beating heads. Might as well said be the kid, he's on the list. It's like I'm searching for kicks, like a sneaky head. They're gonna keep pushing me until I reach the ledge. When I reach the ledge, I tell them all to eat it. Take a leap of faith and let my eagle wings spread. Spread.
Frustration for me has been telling me what could not be. Oh well.
A friend of mine in the music industry, this is what I sent her last Thursday when I first heard the album. Tell me if you concur. I said, taking a break from listening to Jay-Z's album, I'm not that impressed so far. More so because I think he is tapped out in terms of lyrical content. I do like how experimental he is becoming with the music, though. He's in an interesting place career-wise. Well past his prime, but still able to avoid Jay fatigue by how selective he is with interviews and by how skillful he is in branding his bigger than music brand, image, and reputation. So I like him, but not the album. Also, Jay-Z has always struggled with making concept albums. So while the title Blueprint 3 is good for grabbing the attention of his older audience, it disappoints in terms of delivery. He needs Quincy Jones and my favorite Caucasian, Rod Temperton.
Maybe I ain't good enough for these officers. Back to the drawing board, ducking officers.
Let me catch up on your comments. Talking about business and accepting favors. And do people have a problem subconsciously with business because of religious teaching? The definition of progressive politics and socialism, which always was uncomfortable with business activity. I actually miss Pharrell, man. I like that. The comment, you can send a comment through CedricMuhammad.com on the show page. Rod Guignard, he says that, I can't read that. Talking about, I can't even say it. Shane from Houston says, Cedric, you had an episode where someone in your building was stinking up the place with their weed smoke. Respect those around you. Janine from Hartford, Connecticut says, with the issue of African Americans in business, a problem has been our family's lack of teaching the importance of ownership. My parents just told me to get an education and get a job because they had jobs. I had no relatives who had their own business. So if you don't change your mindset, you believe you are supposed to work for someone else. Excellent point. Maurice from Philly, I believe this is Maurice from Philly, he says, Peace said Jay-Z's Blueprint 3 equals Biggie's Life After Death. KC from Austin, Texas, he says, Yo, I agree totally and wholeheartedly with Glenn from Philly. I suffered from this very same idea. It really retarded my thinking for some time. I am only now getting myself out of the hole I dug with my ideas about making money and organizing. For some time, I thought that they were mutually exclusive. I'm going to do a whole show around this. I suffered from it too. We have some subconsciously, I just made up a word. We have some subconscious thoughts and beliefs that have been drilled into us through religion, through politics, and through culture regarding money, and I would say freedom, justice, and equality. This is Young Forever Jay-Z and Mr. Hudson. Let me read a couple more comments.
Cedric Muhammad transforms into DJ C Nice, only on the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee program.
Heaven can wait, we're only watching the skies, hoping for the best but expecting the worst. Are you gonna drop the bomb or not? Let us die young or let us live forever. We don't have the power, but we never say never. Sitting in a sandpit.
Janine from Hartford has another very important point. She says, also, Cedric, I think African Americans, some have had real problems passing down their inheritance, either pension, savings, etc., to future generations, so that wealth would be in the family to start a business. I know a father who worked 40 years at a company and decided not to have any beneficiaries, including his wife. That's a great point. And another issue is the estate tax. I saw this a few years ago. I have a chapter in my book about pursuing a self-enlightened interest through public policy. Black people's undying loyalty and uncritical relationship with the Democratic Party causes us to think that wanting tax cuts for things like the estate tax means you're a Republican. We're being used. I don't like Republicans or Democrats. But anyone who votes with one party on every single issue is out of their mind. The Republicans tend to be more sensitive to issues pertaining to business, and so they have always wanted the estate tax cut or eliminated. Well, Janine's point is true. Many family businesses can't be passed down without being taxed at a high rate. And for blacks that have never really had the ability to accumulate capital through stock market investments or informal group economics, you can't build wealth over time unless you deal with inheritance. For all the Muslims out there, look at how much of the Quran deals with inheritance laws. Again, why is inheritance such a big issue in the Quran? It's a big issue. Any society has to deal with how you pass on wealth. Very great point, Janine.
Up in barbershop, young slung hunk here, showed it from here with a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid, younger every year. Yeah, so if you love me,
KC agrees with me. He loves that song Ambitious with Jay-Z featuring Pharrell. He says the Blueprint 3 requires a couple of listens before you can appreciate it. I want to welcome and thank Ty Ranklin, Cleveland, Ohio, saying he's loving the show. It could be a she, you never know. Thank you, Ty. I got something just for Ty for hour number, I get mixed up, man. Hour number 3, it happens all the time. Mr. Black Power from Houston, Texas. Ooh, hold on. He says Jay-Z isn't the artist he once was, for starters. Most of the people he has collaborated with, he is probably a fan of. He may not have the capacity to make a full song. Oh, you're breaking my heart. Family, you know what? There's something to what Mr. Black Power is saying. I just watched a documentary on NBA TV about Michael Jordan. And he needed help at the end. You know what I'm saying? Could it be that Jigga just doesn't have it energy-wise? Mr. Black Power from Houston suggesting that Jay-Z does not have the capacity anymore to make a full song. Kind of like Pedro Martinez. He can only go 5 to 7 innings now. Let me hit you with a it looks like the best songs that came off the album were the ones that were released already as singles. Here's DOA, Death of the Auto-Tune, which I'm feeling. Most people like this. The album did not live up to this single, DOA. Jay-Z's becoming a live performer, though. Don't sleep on him. These songs are also designed, I think, to go over well with a live audience. He's got to do a lot of touring with Roc Nation.
Only rapper to rewrite history without a pen. No ID on the track. Let the story begin. Begin. This is anti-auto-tune. Death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes. This ain't for sing-along. This is Sinatra at the opera.
Cedric Mom and Black Coffee Program, September 9th, 2009. That's Jay-Z's album. We'll get to Whitney a little bit later. I don't know. I may give it 3 crescents out of 5, 2.5 crescents out of 5. Jay-Z does seem lyrically tapped out in terms of content. He's got to go out and work under this Live Nation contract that he signed. He's got to go out and do shows, make albums for these people. And Jay-Z doesn't draw big crowds a lot. He's a solid live artist, but he doesn't draw a big crowd. This will be interesting to see how old he will have to run out, how old he'll have to be, and still doing shows. Let me read a few more comments. I got something for Ty Ranklin, Cleveland, Ohio. MJ from Houston, Texas. My biggest issue concerning my people and money and business is the tendency for any black person who provides a service to think they are supposed to start a 501c3, like that's written in a rule book somewhere, like we just can't start a business, provide a service, and do with the earnings as we see fit without concerning ourselves with the extra tax code requirements. Yes, 501c3, in case you don't know, is a nonprofit. You know how many people, MJ from Houston, I bow down to you. I don't know if you're he or she, but I'm on one knee or I'm bowing. You know how many businesses, I say like this, you know how many people are steered into starting nonprofits for things that they should be doing for profit? I call it the misery industry. The dependency that many of us have on grant money, stimulus money. MJ from Houston on point. Nonprofits. I should do a show just on that. I have a section in my book that deals with legal forms of business. This is why I'm not a big fan of microcredit, or I should say I'm not as big a fan of microcredit as many people are, because microcredit is too often done through nonprofits. And entrepreneurs in Africa or in America or wherever they are, they need equity investments for profit. This is why we love the program Shark Tank. If we have time, I'll get into a little bit of Shark Tank. You need an investor getting in your chest. You need an investor making an equity investment, not just loaning you money and then securitizing that loan with your house or your car or your equipment. That's not business. That's not a partnership. I have a chapter on securitization, chapter 2 in my book. Vernon Muhammad from Atlantic City. He says, peace, Brother Cedric. I am feeling your business commentary. More importantly, I'm feeling the tone in which you are emitting, which may be more important than the subject itself. Because what we are facing in no uncertain terms is our survival. It is the reflection of the two sciences that the enemy refused to teach us, the main one being the science of business. Well, the other two, mating and warfare, I'll get into mating maybe a little bit later. All this talk about single black women, professionals that can't get married, I may touch on that. I got some audio for you and my little two cents. But it's all about Cleveland right now. We have a listener from Cleveland. You know I love all first-time listeners. I will do something for you. We're heading into hour number three. It's the hottest show in the diaspora. We'll be right back. Ty, this is for you. Gaddafi and Castro. We'll get into that comparison. Whitney Houston album review and the news.
Charlotte, we're rich. You're rich!
Oh.
You old fraud. Why didn't you tell us?
I am not old. I couldn't tell you last night because I was celebrating last night. I stopped by Marion's on my way home this morning and had breakfast with her and told her that.
How much are we worth? Marion said that you said that we're stinking rich.
Oh, Marion always editorializes. Money has no odor.
Oh, especially lots of it.
Just to say?
English, Vicky, English.
Are we millionaires?
Insanity. There's a wide streak of insanity in this family, Vicky, on your mother's side.
We have hit an oil gusher.
We what?
Oil, darling, the stuff that protects us on the map.
You mean those worthless oil leases of ours?
A generous wedding present from me, which I trust you will remember and keep in mind.
How rich are we?
Well, there's a state law about only pumping out 80 barrels a day. Now, at $2 a barrel, that's
only $160 a day.
7 days a week?
Of course, oil is an act of God.
That's $1,100 a week.
And 27.5% tax-free.
What if we sold out?
My thoughts exactly. A capital gain.
But if we didn't sell out, we'd have an income for life.
For the love of money. Gotta get on the grind, giving it up to the 9-9. Just the f***ing shots, it fall in the night time. Gotta get mine, ain't taking no shots on the loss and
drop. Call up
my homie, take me home, polishing this back, get crowned. Gotta lick, we can hit the corner,
drip,
it's more to get in the time. Put it down with a pickle burn, my wit to the curb, so I swerve and roll loud. To pick up the rest of my dudes, and spray on the mission for calling up my now. Show, when it hit the bar, gonna ride like every day. With four more dudes, I'ma throw it and stroll it till we end up in the grave and lay. We spotted the place and quickly rolled up. Gotta make that money, man. I thought of the rides and fixed and showed up. But fucking at the room, so drop it on time when I'm into the room. Them dumb, and I'm shaking the dice and hitting me naturals on the floor. So I'm looking lovely, they better not think it's funny. I'm coming up quicker than that quartz, cause flesh be loving this money. I'm giving up love to the hospital, Lord. I'm thankful
for
making this money. Stand on your feet, and you better believe. Gotta have that cheese for the green leaf, never catch me sleep. Steady on the grind, get my head down from a crime, and I hit it to 9-9. Gotta keep that bankroll, making me say a 20 nickels a dime. Here for nickel for nickel, that 2-11. Gotta get what's mine, been feeling. And kicking up dust, I'm a trailer, feeling 1-7. That's how it is, that I got to have it in the night. What?
Shedding
the check a meal, and still be real. Thugging on the clock, got creeping on the come up. Won't sleep till I'm done up. Gotta blaze the gun up. Hunt up another block and skin. Gotta make some great results. Nut up, what up? Gotta get that business on, even though the boot will run. It's done, it's feeling lovely. But I'm just in it for the love of the money.
For the love of the money.
Turn into the watchman. Shedding mom.
Straight slang and rocks. Oh man, here comes a crooked ass cop. So I dash, I dash, and I hide behind a tree, making sure the popos don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my draws, I had the balls, and yeah, I still don't trust them. Now my game is tight, tight as hell is my game. Easy E. Your Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now goes my trip on how I stack my grip. I got the habit, yeah.
But the love of this
stupid sucker.
You are tuned into the Watchman, Cedric Muhammad, on the Black Coffee Channel.
Been told that it touched the this way. Top of my prime, every time. Follow me down the 9-9, and you will find all of it kind. Check out the rich, the nail, drop down. Run on my bed, I'm a hood.
crib. Like when I'm making a grip, with a big clip, falling with Brooklyn. When I thug, I did it. Put him in mud, buck him in pumper for the love of mine. With nothing to lose, rolling with Joe, rolling with thugs, going down.
Shedding Muhammad.
Three rounds, gonna win a big guy, crying, gonna make that money, made it still the same, still the crime, same crime. And follow me now, well, I take you up into the dark side of Iran.
You are tuned in to the Watchman, Shady Muhammad, and the Black Coffee Channel. Shady Muhammad. I'm gonna dig ya, so leave it, I didn't get with it, cause Tricky was trippin', I'll get you and rip ya, so what the clown? Get it up and it's stealin', lookin' and killin', get a good feeling, needed a million, making me money with the thugs be chillin', for the money these fools be selling, me blind, get it up and still gettin' off in the crazy skullin', and when I stick on, lick on, remember I get in my throat and get in the mud.
The leader of Africa's strongest economy is visiting one of the most crippled economies in the continent just next door. South Africa's Jacob Zuma and Robert Mugabe, the president of Zimbabwe, will meet in the next few hours. Harare desperately needs more and more aid from its ally in South Africa, needs its neighbor to resolve its political battles and stop the flow of millions of refugees over the border. Hara Muchasa reports.
Zimbabwe could be President Jacob Zuma's toughest challenge yet. The inclusive government, now just over 6 months old, is on shaky ground. Tensions between longtime rivals, President Robert Mugabe and Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, could cripple the new coalition government. It's a political problem Zuma inherits from his predecessor, Thabo Mbeki, the man who facilitated Zimbabwe's power-sharing agreement. Even though Mbeki pushed for a deal to be signed, critics shot down his approach of quiet diplomacy towards Zimbabwe, even accusing him of siding with President Mugabe. Some hope Zuma will be more impartial and ease growing problems within the unity government.
A friend is not someone who will come to your wedding. He's also someone who will come when you are fighting in your house to give counsel, to give direction, to give wisdom. So I've got absolute faith in President Zuma. And I speak for my party, the MDC. We've got absolute faith in President Zuma.
But getting political foes to see eye to eye may not be easy. The MDC claims President Mugabe is refusing to fire political appointees Gideon Gono, the country's central bank governor, and this man, Johannes Tomana, the attorney general. The MDC also wants human rights violations to stop. ZANU-PF officials claim the MDC is not doing enough to persuade Western countries to remove sanctions that prevent Mugabe's allies from traveling to Europe and the United States. South Africa has a stake in the future stability of Zimbabwe, not only to quell the numbers of Zimbabweans which flood across their border. South Africa is Zimbabwe's biggest trading partner in the region. Even though South African goods are flooding its neighbor, the spending power of ordinary Zimbabweans needs to increase significantly for South African big business to rake in more profits.
There are other South African suppliers who used to supply a great deal to us, the people supplying industrial raw materials, vehicles, components. They are doing far less business with us than they used to. The business is still there, but we don't have the money to spend like we used to when we were earning very much more from tobacco exports, beef exports.
Officially, President Zuma will open the agricultural show in Harare on Friday, but much of his time in the country will be spent meeting key players trying to hammer out a political solution. The past 10 years have been trying times for Zimbabweans. Millions are living abroad, most in neighboring South Africa. President Zuma has only been in office for a few months, but people struggling to survive here hope his visit brings results. Hara Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Harare.
Leader of Libya, Colonel Gaddafi, is holding a massive party celebrating 40 years in power. Fireworks, acrobatics, aerobatics and dancers will proclaim the president of Libya to be the great man he says he is. He's also the longest serving leader in both Africa and the Arab world. Amar al-Khaki reports now on Gaddafi's Libya 40 years on.
Rekindling its relations with the outside world, Libya celebrates 40 years of Colonel Gaddafi's rule with lavish festivities. A stage under a tent the size of a football pitch, and preparations described as the mother of all facelifts, are at the heart of Celebrate Libya, the event that will feature 800 performers from all over the world to entertain an audience of 300,000, including dozens of world leaders. Images aimed at rebranding the country that has long been seen by the West as a pariah state.
I think it's a turning point for Libya. It's a revelation. What we are doing here is revealing to the rest of the world the richness and the wealth of a country known only for its oil and for its political past.
The celebrations come days after another confrontation with the West, the release of Abdel Basset el-Megrahi, the only man convicted of killing 270 people in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. It was hoped that Megrahi's release would nurture the rapprochement with the West, but the fallout served to highlight the differences in perceptions between Libya and its former Western foes. A divide that has characterized the rule of this man, whose very raison d'etre has been opposing colonialism and giving a hand to every militant he's deemed a freedom fighter, from the IRA to various shunned African regimes.
This building is Libya's equivalent of a parliament, but it's actually called the Hall of the Masses. In a way, this symbolizes Colonel Gaddafi's policies over the past 40 years. A self-styled personality cult ruling system that has seen Gaddafi become one of the world's most eccentric leaders, who's equally baffled the East and the West.
Under his rule, Libya was branded as a state sponsor of terrorism, came under UN and American sanctions, and his country endured deadly US air raids. But the last 10 years have seen a change of strategy that ultimately led to the sanctions being lifted. Libya renounced its weapons program and even received the first visit by highest-ranking American official in 53 years.
I believe there's been a lot of progress, and we are reviewing further ways to develop our international relations. Progress doesn't come to an end. We are after partnerships and mutual interests, a win-win approach. We take the stances we deem fit. We stick to our principles and culture, irrespective of the reactions.
But while the image on the surface is, Libya is open enough, officials here assert, the country won't be dancing to anyone else's tune. It won't be an ally to the West. They insist that the West must accept Libya the way it is. Amr Kahki, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.
Two reports from Al Jazeera, one on the meeting that took place while we were off between Jacob Zuma, president of South Africa, and Robert Mugabe, leader of Zimbabwe. And one on the 40th year anniversary celebration of the leadership of Muammar Gaddafi. I just come straight with the question to you all. How do you feel about both men mentioned in show prep, the Comandante Fidel Castro and the leader, Muammar Gaddafi? Now, I've noticed among some supporters of Fidel Castro who revere him as a revolutionary freedom fighter, skepticism, suspicion, or even dislike for Muammar Gaddafi, the leader of Libya. But when I asked them to give me a criteria by which Castro is a superior revolutionary than Gaddafi, I don't get much. I don't get much in the way of a real cogent answer. To me, the standard that is applied to Muammar Gaddafi and Fidel Castro, pardon me, Hugo Chavez and Fidel Castro, if it's applied to Muammar Gaddafi, he's a revolutionary. That's my opinion. If you're going to really give me a clear criteria. So what's really at the root of the reverence for Fidel Castro and the revulsion, even among some, toward Muammar Gaddafi? Hugo Chavez just went to Libya to participate in the 40-year anniversary of the rule of Muammar Gaddafi. Let me give you this Libya report one more time, and we'll dig into this. Give me your thoughts on Castro, Chavez, and Gaddafi.
Leader of Libya, Colonel Gaddafi, is holding a massive party celebrating 40 years in power. Fireworks, acrobatics, aerobatics, and dancers. will proclaim the president of Libya to be the great man he says he is. He's also the longest serving leader in both Africa and the Arab world. Amr al-Khaki reports now on Gaddafi's Libya 40 years on.
Rekindling its relations with the outside world, Libya celebrates 40 years of Colonel Gaddafi's rule with lavish festivity. A stage under a tent the size of a football pitch and preparations described as the mother of all facelifts are at the heart of Celebrate Libya, the event that will feature 800 performers from all over the world to entertain an audience of 300,000, including dozens of world leaders. Images aimed at rebranding the country that has long been seen by the West as a pariah state.
I think it's a turning point for Libya. It's a revelation. What we are doing here is revealing to the rest of the world the richness and the wealth of a country known only for its oil and for its political past.
The celebrations come days after another confrontation with the West, the release of Abdel Basset el-Megrahi, the only man convicted of killing 270 people in the 1988 Lockerbie bombing. It was hoped that Megrahi's release would nurture the rapprochement with the West, but the fallout served to highlight the differences in perceptions between Libya and its former Western foes. A divide that has characterized the rule of this man, whose very raison d'etre has been opposing colonialism and giving a hand to every militant he's deemed a freedom fighter, from the IRA to various shunned African regimes.
This building is Libya's equivalent of a parliament, but it's actually called the Hall of the Masses. In a way, this symbolizes Colonel Gaddafi's policies over the past 40 years, a self-styled personality cult ruling system that has seen Gaddafi become one of the world's most eccentric leaders, who's equally baffled the East and the West.
Under his rule, Libya was branded as a state sponsor of terrorism, came under UN and American sanctions, and his country endured deadly US air raids. But the last 10 years have seen a change of strategy that ultimately led to the sanctions being lifted. Libya renounced its weapons program and even received the first visit by highest-ranking American official in 53 years.
I believe there's been a lot of progress, and we are reviewing further ways to develop our international relations. Progress doesn't come to an end. We are after partnerships and mutual interests, a win-win approach. We take the stances we deem fit. We stick to our principles and culture, irrespective of the reactions.
But while the image on the surface is, Libya is open enough. Officials here assert the country won't be dancing to anyone else's tune. It won't be an ally to the West. They insist that the West must accept Libya the way it is. Amr Kahki, Al Jazeera, Tripoli.
At this time, I want to bring someone on who really no stranger to this show, someone who I have a high amount of respect for. I call him a legend. He laughs when I call him a legend. But I say that because in our generation, I haven't come across too many people who are as concerned about what's going on in the streets of, say, Washington, D.C., as they are of Harare and Zimbabwe and Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. But in Obi Egbuna, the U.S. correspondent, among other things, to the Herald newspaper in Zimbabwe, we have him. Obi, are you there, brother?
Yes, I am.
Peace be unto you, sir. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right. You didn't laugh too hard when I called you legend this time, man. Hey, listen, man, thank you so much for coming on. Yeah, you and I are overdue for a off-air discussion.
It's always an honor to be on.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate always. It. I think you honor us because of what you bring to the table. Listen, I just wanted to tackle two issues today for the benefit of our audience. And okay. those would be, can you update us on Zimbabwe-U.S. relations? And then, you know, this other topic is kind of touchy. In a sense, what is it that makes Fidel Castro a revered figure among progressives and even many Pan-Africanists, while the same is not true for Muammar Gaddafi? But first, what's going on with Zimbabwe-U.S. relations, bro?
Well, I want to begin by always thanking you for providing the platform, and I hope my brief remarks meet the satisfaction of the listeners. I want to start with a sad note. Last month, right before Heroes Day in Zimbabwe, which is usually the second week of August, Zimbabwe suffered a great loss. The 86-year-old vice president, Joseph Masika, made his transition to the ancestors. For those who know Joseph Masika's history, you know that that's a major loss for Zimbabwe. And for those who don't know it, I'll just take opportunity to talk a little bit about him for the beginning of our May. He is a product of the trade union movement. He got his political start in the Rhodesia Textile and Allied Workers Union. And he was the longest serving political prisoner in the liberation struggle in Zimbabwe. When you put all of the time he served in Rhodesian jails together, he served about 20 and a half years. And I had the opportunity, the honor and privilege, rather, to meet him and spend time in his home last year when I was there. And he was asking me some very detailed questions about Leonard Peltier's political prisoner case, Mumia Abu-Jamal's political prisoner case, and also the case of the Cuban Five. And he wanted me to deliver solidarity to those comrades because he wanted them to know that he was not only someone who respected their spirit, respected their courage, but he could, on a first-hand level, identify with them because he was no stranger to the prisons of imperialism at the height of resistance when you're seeking liberation. The famous Vietnamese revolutionary and first president of independent Vietnam, Ho Chi Minh, was quoted as saying, when the prison doors open, the rail dragons fly out. And when you take a look at that symbolism in terms of dragons breathing fire, and fire being synonymous with resistance and vision, no one represented that more than Vice President Joseph Masika. Mm. Zimbabwe is also known for their Look East policy, and in the context of that policy, it's looked at as a catalyst where these relationships between Africa and Asia are being formed to break Europe's grip on Africa politically and, most importantly, economically. But the Look East policy in Zimbabwe also deals with Eastern Europe because Joseph Masika was a member of the Zimbabwe African People's Union founded by the late vice president and national hero, affectionately known as Father Zimbabwe, Joshua Nkomo. And in 1987, when the Unity Accord was formed between the Zimbabwe African National Union, led by then Prime Minister Robert Mugabe and Joshua Nkomo, late Vice President Masika was very instrumental in solidifying that bond between the two parties. And also, one of the things he shocked me with, he told me he had a surprise for me when we were having dinner in his house, and he sang "We Shall Overcome" word for word. And he said that he learned that song when he came and visited the United States in the 1960s. Mm. And it was at that particular point that he recognized the role of cultural expression in a politically intense struggle. Amen. Like the struggle in Zimbabwe. So I wanted to begin by dealing with him.
Sobering, stimulating, and hot. It's the Cedric Muhammad and Black Coffee Program.